With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The U.S. and British militaries, along with other allies, bombed more than a dozen sites used by the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen in a massive retaliatory strike using warship and submarine-launched Tomahawk missiles and fighter jets.
The strike marks the first U.S. military response against the Houthis for what has been a persistent campaign of drone and missile attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. The coordinated military assault comes just a week after the White House and a host of partner nations issued a final warning to the Houthis to cease the attacks or face potential military action.
Correspondent Lisa Dwyer. The military strike came as questions still swirl around Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's failure to disclose his cancer surgery and hospitalization in a timely manner. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells the Salem Radio Network he's not alone in his belief that Austin should step down.
If you were to do a survey of the senior leadership of the armed forces, that you would find that that's a similar view. This is a stark world, a dangerous world. Our enemies are empowered by this, and Lloyd Austin should resign, if not be fired.
Also at SRNNews.com, presidential son Hunter Biden appeared in federal court in Los Angeles yesterday.
Hunter Biden told the judge he was not guilty on 9 counts of tax offenses. If convicted of all the charges, Biden could face 17 years in prison.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says the judge set a tentative trial date of June 20th. Israel defending its war in Gaza at the UN's highest court. It's mounting its defense a day after the prime minister blasted allegations of genocide as hypocrisy. At the conclusion of his New York civil fraud trial, former President Trump unleashed a barrage of attacks in a 6-minute diatribe. This is SRN News. Congress is working on a pro-life bill. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
It's called the Pregnant Students' Rights Act, and it would provide women on college campuses with life-affirming information. The measure has passed through the House Committee on Education and the Workforce and is waiting for a floor vote. Pro-life groups are cheering. SBA Pro-Life America says, quote, "Women should never feel pressure to abort their child for fear that they will not have the support they need to pursue higher education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislation addressing transgenderism will be in play across the nation this year. In South Carolina, one of the few southern states without a ban on sex change operations for children, a House committee has voted to send a ban to the House floor. The bill would also prevent Medicaid from covering such treatments for anyone under age 26. In Oklahoma, meanwhile, 2 measures remain active from last year that target sex change operations for adults. This is SRN News. Mississippi's capital is under a boil water order because of bacterial contamination. Correspondent Norman Hall explains.
State health officials have told Jackson residents to boil their tap water after traces of E. coli bacteria were found in the city's supply. But the manager of Jackson's long troubled water system disputes the findings while calling it a devastating setback for rebuilding public trust. The notice is also imposed in the suburb of Flowood. The order comes days before the expected arrival of a blast of cold weather that could further disrupt the local water infrastructure. I'm Norman Hall.
A second avalanche has been reported at a California resort near Lake Tahoe, one day after a major avalanche trapped several people and killing a 66-year-old man. Nobody was hurt in yesterday's snowslide. Wednesday's avalanche was at Palisades, the site of the 1960 Winter Olympics. More details at SRNNews.com.